From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Russian military forces have stepped up their offensive in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia today, targeting areas outside the contested region of South Ossetia. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Salmeh Khalilzad, warned Russia that its ties with the U.S. and other nations are being strained.
Russia's relations with the United States and others in the international community will be affected by its continued assault on Georgia and its refusal to contribute to a peaceful solution of this crisis.
Russia's UN ambassador said his country is ready to put an end to the war, but he added that a ceasefire alone would not be a solution. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer has more.
The Georgians say they are observing a ceasefire and that they've pulled out all of their forces from the breakaway region of South Ossetia. The Russians say that their conditions to stop their military activities are that the Georgians pull out their forces from South Ossetia and sign a statement that they will never use force in South Ossetia again. Now, the Russians are saying that the Georgians haven't stopped their military activities in South Ossetia, and so they're not going to stop theirs.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Moscow. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says it's too early to enact another stimulus plan to boost the sagging U.S. economy until the effect of the first stimulus package is fully felt.
I believe what we did with the tax rebates and the business incentives, we got them out very quickly, and they're still, they're still having an impact.
Paulson was on NBC's Meet the Press, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she plans to have the House vote on additional stimulus provisions when lawmakers return in September. The U.S. men's basketball team played its first game at the Summer Olympics today, trouncing host China by 31 points. In swimming competition, 12 world and Olympic records were broken. From Beijing, NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
Call it an auspicious start. American Michael Phelps swam in the very first event of the day, the 400-meter individual medley, and shattered the world record while winning his first 2008 gold medal. Records continued to fall even in preliminary heats. One of the world marks was set by the American 4x100 freestyle relay team. Another went to Stephanie Rice of Australia in the 400 individual medley. Records often fall in the Olympics because athletes spend 4 years preparing and usually peak at the games. There's also the design of the Olympic pool. Its depth and width diminish turbulence. Its gutters and lane lines dissipate waves. 12 world and Olympic marks fell, and it's only day two of swimming. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beijing.
Gasoline prices have fallen further, down nearly 15 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. The average price nationally for self-service regular is now $3.85 a gallon. This is NPR News. Bolivia's president, Evo Morales, has apparently survived a recall vote, according to unofficial results and exit polls. Also on the recall ballot were 8 of the country's 9 governors. Preliminary tallies indicate that 3 of those governors have been ousted, 2 of them staunch political opponents of Morales. Morales was hoping for a strong showing in the referendum to bolster his effort to correct economic inequities in South America's poorest nation. Oscar and Grammy-winning entertainer Isaac Hayes has died at the age of 65. He was found unconscious at his home in Memphis today. The cause of death is not yet clear. NPR's Allison Keys has more.
I never can say goodbye.
The iconic singer was known for his lush arrangements, his smooth, buttery voice, and his flamboyant image with his shaven head, glittering gold, and sunglasses. Hayes' versions of songs often ran much longer than the once standard 3-minute singles, as he told NPR in 2005.
I was an adventurer. I always have been. I knew what I had to say could not have been said in 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Besides his Oscar, Grammys, and radio shows in New York and Memphis, Hayes won a new generation of fans as chef on the TV show South Park.
Hello there, children!
Hey, Chef!
Hayes once said he stayed at the top of his game by constantly redefining himself. He was elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2002. Allison Keys, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities are working to identify the badly burned remains that have been recovered from the site of a helicopter crash in Northern California. 9 people were killed when the aircraft went down last week as it was transporting firefighters to a base camp. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.